Hey guys, it's Masti. I'm here about to answer some questions for Hot Candy Magazine that will give you guys an insight into my personal life. So this should be interesting. Let's begin. Let's see, the first question. You love networking. What impresses you most when you meet someone you want to work with? What impresses me the most when I work with someone would have to be their knowledge and their dedication. I love to work with different artists and different people because you always learn something new. I admire the hard work and dedication these underground artists put towards their music. That's why I love working with them, because you always, you know, you see their ambition and you always learn something new. All right, let's see the next question. When others work with you, what can they expect? This is funny. They can expect someone who is hardworking and who loves a challenge. I mean, I love to be challenged. If one isn't challenged, then I believe there's nothing to be learned from the experience. Furthermore, I am a Libra, so we tend to be very hardworking and social. So you can definitely expect that from me. Which, by the way, shout out to all my Libras. All right, let's see. Music and arts. What knowledge are you searching for? The kind of knowledge that I would search for is just, you know, anything that can teach me, you know, things that I don't know. I love to meet people that can bring knowledge into my life. It's always good to have an open mind and see the different views people have on different matters. Do I own any art? No, I don't own anything specific. I love looking and researching for different paintings, however. In the Dominican Republic, where I was born, they have these places, what they call Centro de Artesanía, and that's where they sell a lot of paintings, and they have these little dolls. I don't know their specific names, but where they draw faces on them and dresses, and they're different colors. I love going to, like, these places and just looking at them. They're amazing, amazing. Let me see. Next question. What's the funniest moment of your life so far? Wow. I have so many funny moments. I can't even pinpoint one. Because there's so many in my family. I love hanging out with my family, and there's never a dull moment. To be honest, I can't really pinpoint anything specific that makes me laugh. I laugh at everything, so I'm always out, you know, trying to have a good time wherever I go, and I love to make people that I'm around have a good time. So, let's see. Do you have any favorite feature or attribute about yourself? I would have to say my eyes. I'm often told that I have very intense eyes. So, I mean, I've always loved my eyes. Oh, and the next question is about my eyes. Your eyes are very focused and bold, poker eyes, if you will. Let's see. Ever been to Vegas or play any card games? No, I have never been to Vegas. Hopefully soon, though, I would love to go and visit. I don't think I would ever play poker, though, because I'm not much of a poker player. I'm not much of a card player, that other than a great game of Uno. That's about it. That's all I can play. Game of Uno or a game of bingo. Let's see, luck or destiny? I believe in destiny all the way. I believe you're, you know, whatever happens, you're destined, you know, to go through the things that you go through. And the experiences that you learn from it. Can I cook is the next question. Wow, of course I can cook. I went to cooking school. I went to Long Island Academy, you know, of culinary arts. I love, love, love food. You guys don't understand. Anything that has no avocado, I will eat. I love food. My favorite dish, hard to choose because I'm such a food lover, but I would have to say sancocho, which is a Dominican stew. I love it, love it. I hope you guys get to eat some one day, and if not, go to your nearest Dominican restaurant and order. You're gonna love it. Let's see the next question. What are your plans after graduating in legal studies? Well, after graduating in legal studies, I plan on continuing my education. I want my master's in comparative literature. I love reading different material. I love comparing it. I love writing what I feel and what I learned from the book. It's always good to do that. That way you go back and see, you know, what it is that you learned from it. And also when you do that and you go back and reread the book, you always find new things, you know, that you probably missed from the first time that you read it. It's amazing. Let's see, if you can teach every woman one thing, what would it be? Wow. This is a hard one because some women are already confident. However, I would want those who aren't confident to be confident in themselves. Nothing bothers me the most than a beautiful woman having no confidence in themselves. That's something that I would want all women to have, just confidence. Oh, now it's asking me the same question for guys. What's one thing that I would change, that I would teach guys? That's a hard one. Let's see. Wouldn't we want to teach them a whole lot? Let's see. I think I would want guys to be, well, those who aren't attentive, but there's nothing better than a man to be attentive with his wife or girl. I'm very old school when it comes to those things. And nowadays, you can, you know, you people are so busy with work and school and just, like, you know, the kids. And it's hard to stay on top of, like, you know, that person and be attentive. So something, you know, a man that's attentive is always something that looks, you know, that's very good, and something that, to me, what I see, most men are too busy to do, and most women as well. Some women are not as attentive as they should be. But I think that's one thing that I would change from guys.